at Row Motors.
Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. We ask that you hold your phone calls until after the top of the hour news, but if you'd like to jot our phone number down today, it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest. Our guest today, from the Josephine County Board of County Commissioners. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the January episode of Last Man Standing. Ron Smith, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio.
Well, thank you, Chuck, for having me on your show. I guess I am the last man standing.
All right, well.
Not by choice.
Not by choice, at any rate. And let's clear up some facts right now. You were still on vacation, is that correct?
Yes, until the 29th. I deemed it best for me to take vacation at this point in time.
All right, so the reason for the vacation, and then who's manning the helm? I mean, are we? How is the steerage of the county going on at this time?
Well, you know what? That's an awful funny thing, because a lot of people think the commissioners run the county. They do not. The department heads and those managers within the county government, they run the county on a day-to-day operational basis, and that's working just fine. What the commissioners do, basically what a commissioner is a decision maker. He decides things about finance and about policy. You know, I really got to give credit to those people who are department heads and managers within county government, because they do a fine job. And that ship is sailing on course, no problem at all. We will be going through a little transition here, but that'll be short-lived. We'll get a couple new commissioners appointed in place, and we'll continue to operate as usual.
All right. In the meantime, before that happens, is there should an emergency arise or something come up where signatures are needed? How would that work, Ron? Can you answer that question at this point?
I'm the emergency man now. If there's an emergency, they can call me anytime. I'm just a phone call away. And all they're looking for is confirmation from a commissioner. It doesn't have to be the full board under an emergency. As the situation is right now, with no other commissioners in the office, as vice chair, I take the place of the chair by charter. So any decisions that need to be made in an emergency, I can make those with the consultation of emergency management.
Oh, okay. Now, all right. Now, the question, since we're last man standing, let's talk about the next man standing. Are you familiar with how this next process is going to work? What can you outline for us?
I'm very familiar with this process. In fact, it's all put down in the charter for exactly this kind of situation. What's going to happen is we're going to convene the board through legal counsel. He will convene a board of the other six elected officials in the county. They will get together, and and I'm not sure about if he's going to put out new applications or take the 30 or so we got now. But they will decide. They will look at those applications, and they will get together, and they will decide who the next appointed commissioner is. Then after that other commissioner, then there will be a quorum for the board.
Oh, okay. Do you have you contacted the county council yet to see if there's a calendar set up yet? When are they going to meet? Do you know anything?
I'm going to reach out to him probably later today. There's no calendar set. What we've been waiting for, what he's been waiting for, is the certification
of the election.
Recall vote. Mm-hmm. Because legally, our county clerk cannot take part in that temporary board until that recall is certified. And that should be done on the 28th. Or at least by February 2nd, no later than February 2nd. So that's kind of what the waiting is about.
All right. We're at, and that's what I had heard also, should the certification come, that's Wednesday.
Yes.
That's on Wednesday. I talked to one of the members of that board,
yes,
of that council, and they say they may wait one day before convening the council, which would come Thursday or Friday.
Correct.
And they may call, at least that one person said that they would like to see a recall or resubmitting of applications to see if that thins the field any, I think.
Well, I want to go back a little bit, because I think there's a whole part that needs to be addressed as far as this appointment of commissioners. And part of the reason I recluse myself from the process, if I were applying for a job in county government, there's a whole process, steps I have to go through. One, I'd have to fill out a county application and go through a structured interview process. And all of that would take time. So if we post a job opening at the county, it's going to be out there for 7 to 14 days. And then there's structured interview process. And so we can get as many applications from qualified people as possible. But in this appointment of commissioner, they only put the post out there for 48 hours. And I was not part of that. I should have been informed about that as part of the board, but I didn't get to make a decision on how long that was out there. Half the applications we got are nothing more than half-page emails. You could not get a job in county government by a half-page email. Why in the world did we lower our standards for one of the most consequential jobs in the county? Why would we lower our hiring standards? This process needs to be changed. I'm going to work to get it changed. It needs to be better defined so there's openness, structure, and a whole process that's at least as qualified as hiring somebody in public works.
All right. Do you have any indication on, and I know this is probably a best guess, how soon do you expect to have a full board? 2 weeks?
Well,
3 weeks?
A part of the timetable would depend on this temporary board. Mm-hmm. If they get her done quick, then me and the other commissioner can go through the process, and we'll have to put out new applications. We can't use those old applications. Because when they put that application out there, it has to denote which seat it's for. And there's three seats, seat one, two, and three, and that never changes on the board. So what's up for grabs at this time is seat one. What will come up next is seat two. So that'll have to be advertised, and I'd like to see 7 to 14 days advertisement for that. Then we'll get those applications, and we'll go through the interview process and pick somebody. I think we can get this all done in a month.
So it's going to be a month. All right. Let me ask, what happens to the commissioner's work during that month? Are you going to be a pretty busy guy?
When we get another commissioner in there, we go right to work.
Okay.
We have our daily stuff, our routine stuff. Generally, our administrative sessions are where a lot of work gets done. And until we get a quorum, another commissioner in there, that's kind of on a hold because as a single commissioner, I cannot make those decisions.
Right.
So we need another person in there. Then we can go through and get those administrative issues handled. And that's mostly what's on hold.
Right. So nothing major is being held up right now, and
well,
all the paychecks are being signed.
Oh yeah. I want to reassure people, county government is working just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Ron, you've taken some shots have been taken at you for your position coming through this whole drama, for lack of a better term, and we're not putting anybody down right now. But this would give you an opportunity right now to respond to some of those criticisms that have been leveled against you.
I knew full well what I was doing when I entered into this because I had legal counsel. I talked with legal counsel to see if what I planned on doing was legal. I know I was on solid legal ground, as you can see by the judge throwing the case out against me. Here's the thing people need to understand. Discretionary rights. Okay, when you hire an elected official, you hire him because you think he's going to make good, solid choices that benefit all the people he represents. So you're asking him to use his discretion to make what you deem is in the best interest of the people. Well, what they were asking me to do was take my discretionary rights away. If you did that, if you took the elected official's discretionary rights away, there's no point in having elected officials. Might as well just have bureaucrats that have to go one, two, three. No choice. No decision making. So this was a principled thing. It's a matter of protecting elected officials' discretionary rights to make decisions that he deems is in the best interest of the county. That's what I did.
All right. Let's just check in my time here, Ron. Looking ahead a little bit right now, because when you took the seat with Commissioner Barnett and Commissioner Black, the county was, or at least the responsibilities of the commissioners were realigned from what they had been. Do you see that changing or going back to other ways, or what would you like to see happen here in terms of defining the commissioner's jobs?
I don't know if the commissioner's jobs were realigned any. I think there was an attempt to restructure county government, and a lot of it without my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the office of commissioner, the duties of commissioner have not changed. We, like I said, we're the decision makers. We have three functions. We have a legislative function, we have a executive function, and we have a quasi-judicial function. Legislative would be county ordinances. Executive would be things determining the structure and personnel within the county government. And judicial would come under land use issues and stuff like that. So those duties have not changed.
Right. Those duties. I think responsibilities is what we're talking about. And
oh, okay.
let me just phrase it this way. in former boards, you were a liaison to different areas. You'd be a liaison to the airport, liaison to the sheriff's department, liaison to public works. And each commissioner would have areas of responsibility in those in that area. But that's changed now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was changed before I took office. But I want to let people know what we're doing here. What we're going to do is we're going to reconvene what's called the Leadership Council.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's the structure of all the department heads and managers and one commissioner, and they get together on a monthly basis, and they determine things like that. That administrative policy that has been developed over decades is what happened, what people were not paying attention to. That's what got the board out of whack.
Oh, all right.
By not paying attention to administrative policies and personal policies. My goal is to bring us back to that, bring us back to appreciating the leadership we have, listen to them. Okay, I'm not going to tell these guys how to run their part because I wouldn't know how, but I can listen to them and see how I can help them be more efficient.
So is that in place now?
Yes, we're having our first meeting here in February.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it was stopped. You know, when you get into this job, you don't know. A lot of things you don't know. You know, so a lot of times you kind of trust people. Boy, did I learn about that word. What was about trust? I learned about trust. You really got to be careful who you trust. I've come to the conclusion there's very few people I can trust. I have to do my own research, my own study, and verify. Trust, but verify.
Okay. Let's put that in trust. Very few people that you can trust, Ron?
Yes.
Or is it just... That sounds just a little strange to me that there are very few people you can trust in county government and outside of county government. Who has your ear? And is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm just talking
about... Everybody has their own ideas about what should
correct.
Be going on.
But asking people about, well, you know, how is this supposed to go? How does that go? What's the process here? Stuff like that. When you're brand new, you don't know. I mean, I studied the position for years. I knew we were decision makers. I knew what our three basic responsibilities were. But when you get inside, it's a little different. So I had to sit and study administrative policies, had to study personnel policies, study ethics laws, meeting laws, all of these things that were required to follow. There's a lot of learning that happened. I learned a lot in this first year.
My question was, I think about trust or mistrust, and it might not I think what – and I don't want to put words into your mouth here,
okay.
But I think that what we might be talking about is people who are not understanding what needs to be done or how it all works together. Is that fair?
Well, I think that's kind of fair. I think that's a fair assessment because you trust somebody who thinks he knows it all or knows how it all works, and he turns out to be wrong, and you trusted him. Now you're wrong with him. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mainly is always know what you're talking about.
Well, it never hurts to do your own research. And I've been my own researcher forever. I mean, I believe in doing research. And I believe in you, I've done a ton this year. And I really I've learned a lot. I'm not afraid to say I made a few mistakes because I did make mistakes. But by God, isn't that the way we learn? Isn't that the way we learn? We make a mistake. Oh, my God, I'll never do that again. So we learn to do better.
Looking back, is there anything you'd care to share that you do differently?
I would never give up executive power to one commissioner ever again. That was a trust issue. That was a huge mistake on my part. And I own up to that huge mistake.
I have to concur that was a huge mistake on both commissioners' parts who did that.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
And there again, you hear, this goes back to the trust thing.
Mm-hmm.
You trust this guy's got a little more experience or you think he does, and then you trust a sitting commissioner who thinks he knows more, and you find out, well, they weren't trustworthy. Isn't that a shame?
You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Our guest today is the last man standing. Commissioner Ron Smith is with us, and we'll be here through 10:30 this morning. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this word.
Recycling has seen many changes.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Once again, our guest here on the Tuesday Talk Show is Commissioner Ron Smith. We entitled this The Last Man Standing. Another one might be Survivor.
I think I've sought this job for a lot of years. My heart's desire totally is to do what's best for Josephine County. And to use my experience that the many years of being an activist in this county brought me And I really believe that I'm on the right course to do what's best for the majority of the people in the county. I made some mistakes. Yes, I made mistakes. Show me somebody who hasn't. But I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm ready to move forward.
All right. And we've been talking about probably about a month before we have a full board seated. That schedule may change, and we're that speculation right now. So in the meantime, county commissioners, or the county is moving along smoothly. In your estimation right now, what kind of shape is the county in?
I think financially the county's in better shape than it's been in a lot of years. Now, we just got word, we got timber resource funding, about $4.5 million that we really weren't expecting. Plus now we find out that they reauthorized SRS money, and we don't know the exact amount we're getting, but we're getting that too, so that's a plus. I think we're in better financial shape. We've been a long time. Administratively, operationally, there's some problems. We have to take care of problems that were created, unfortunately, by, and I hate to even say, the previous boards. So we need to address those problems. The biggest challenge facing me is to build confidence and trust between the Office of Board of Commissioners and the rest of county government. Because morale in county government is probably at its 20-year low just because of all the changes and all the things, that the restructuring and all the stuff that's gone on with the last couple of boards. So that's my challenge, to rebuild that trust and that confidence in the Board of Commissioners, not only between county government but also between the public.
How are you gauging the morale situation? You said it's as low as it's been in a long, long time. Yeah, obviously you have your fingers on the pulse of the county out there and the staff. Can you expand on that, on how you're gauging that?
I'll tell you, Chuck, some people question my choice on this appointment process, but my feedback from everywhere I go, I went into the pharmacy store the other day, and a guy says, "Man, I want to shake your hand." I didn't know him from Adam. I said, "I want to shake your hand for what you're doing." I said, "Thank you, sir." And I get a lot of feedback on my stand. I've had nothing but positive feedback on this, and especially from county government. They're so thrilled that I took a stand. And I feel very good that I'm doing the right thing that the majority of the people in the county want.
All right. We just said that you feel like the county's in as good a shape as it's been in a long time. I heard that very same thing from somebody who's going to be sitting on the council to choose the new commissioners. Said that this county is physically in as good a shape as it's been in a long, long time, years. Is that accurate?
I think it's very accurate. We're going to finish with a bigger general fund than we did the last 4 or 5 years. And I don't know how much SRS money is coming, but if we can keep our timber receipts and get our SRS both, that's a big boon, because we were either getting one or the other. We weren't getting them both. So that's a huge step in the right direction. I'm working, and one of the reasons I ran, Chuck, is that 68% of the land that's federally controlled, that used to benefit us in great economically here, great economy booster. Today, we don't get that much out of it. I want to see us get back some of that economic benefit from that federally controlled land.
All right. We've been battling that one for a long, long time.
We have, but
are there different steps we should be taking?
Well, the executive orders that have come down from the current administration, I'm waiting for those to hit ground, because he put one out there about timber and one about minerals. And if you understand Josephine County, that's music to our ears. So I'm waiting for those to hit ground. In the meantime, I want to see us get back in the association of ONC counties.
If you want to clear your throat, I just cleared your microphone. If you want to clear your throat there. You all right? Give me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay, he voted yes.
I want to see us get back in the Association of Oregon Counties, because what they bring to us is something we can't get by ourselves. They bring the clout. They bring the organization. They bring the lobbyists that are sitting in D.C. They bring the opportunity to have appointments or meetings with the Deputy Secretary of Interior, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. These are the people we need to talk to bring some economic benefit of that federally controlled land back to our county. Those are important issues, long-term important issues.
Those are long-term important issues, and the current administration out there is saying yes, but as it filters down through what has been At best, stingy forest control and mineral control here has really stymied Josephine County. What do you foresee happening? Are we going to see more timber products? Can we see mining here, and what's that going to take?
Well, you know, there's a foreign corporation that's come into this county and filed a lot of mining claims, primarily nickel claims. Not the first time it's happened. We'll see what happens with that. The history of this county was founded on mining. The history since probably after 1930 was based on timber. I know Josephine County better than most. Timber is a great resource because it's renewable. If you think about one tree, and from the time it gets cut down in the forest and turned into a log, and by the time it gets in a home, it creates hundreds and hundreds of jobs. There's nothing quite like it. We need some of that back. Will we get it all back? I doubt it. But we can get some of it back. We can get some mining back. And that's what I'm hoping, just to get some of that back.
All right. What? That's some mining. We talked about that, Nickel. I think we've edged on that before. Has that moved ahead any? What are we talking about? Those are primarily out in the Illinois Valley area.
No, that's this county-wide. There's mm-hmm. a lot of Josephine County, Wolf Creek, all of these things. Josephine County is extremely rich. It's one of the richest mineralized counties in the western United States. We have an assemblage of minerals that most counties could only dream about having. We have the second largest outcrop of serpentine ground in the world, and that brings with it rare minerals, chrome, cobalt, nickel, platinum, and some gold. Those things are there. But the real treasure is the timber, because it's renewable. The mining brings some good short-term jobs. But once you dig up the minerals, they're gone. But timber, we can grow trees forever. Why don't we?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Last Man Standing County Commissioner Ron Smith this morning here on KAJO Radio. We've got news coming up in a moment or two. So we'll hold it right here for just a second or two to let everything get into place. But if you want to jot the number down, if you have questions for Ron or any topic you want to bring up to the commissioner, it's 541-472-1270, and we'll take your calls after the top of the hour news. That's coming up here momentarily. You're listening to KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. The forecast today, calling for rain mainly after 4 this afternoon. High should be near 49 today. Chance of precipitation later, 80%. 20% chance of rain tonight between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Then cloudy the rest of the night, becoming partly cloudy for the morning, low around 37 tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high should be near 50. And on Thursday, 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 52. Currently, overcast skies, it's 33 degrees here at the studios of KAJO Radio. And we'll continue in just a moment.
Winter may not...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday Talk Show is continuing. The number to call this morning is 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest today. Last man standing, it's County Commissioner Ron Smith is in studio today. Ron, I want to thank you very much for appearing today and helping us through this convoluted system or convoluted era of what's been going on with the county commissioners.
I would call it just a transitional era.
And
I think it's kind of important. You know, we got this part of the charter we've never accessed before, the temporary board. I think it's a good exercise in the charter to see this board being exercised.
This is a real civics lesson.
It's a real charter lesson, seeing that our charter does work even in extreme situations where you only have one commissioner left. And nobody anticipated that, but apparently the charter anticipated it. And, you know, before this provision was put into the charter, if we got to where we are today, the governor would have been down here appointing the commissioner. Thank God that the charter was changed in the past to bring this temporary board into existence.
All right. That temporary board will probably come into play probably Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Probably Thursday. That's the day after the recall election is certified.
Yeah.
So that's the plan right now. At least that's what we're hearing.
Yes, that's the basic plan. I know they want to get it done as soon as they can, but as soon as they can start is after the certification of the vote. And that's to keep from having any challenges to the process.
Okay. All right. Now, in the meantime, the county just moving along like it should. Is that right?
Everything's functioning just fine. I want to let people know county government is still working. Roads are getting fixed. You know, your services are getting, your building permits are being issued. Public health is still working. Everybody's still functioning. The county clerk is working her job just like she normally does. Everything's just fine. It's just that we're down to having only one decision maker, and without a quorum, I can't make decisions for the county. So I'm looking forward to the temporary board giving me another honest person to work with as county commissioner so we can move forward with our administrative and executive process we're in.
Okay. And let me talk about the process. Is it going to be just one at a time, or will we get two at the same time?
Well, I don't think so. What I would prefer, but I will talk to legal counsel, I would prefer to see this a temporary board appoint the next commissioner. When you have two commissioners, get that person sworn in, then the two of us can start the process to fill seat two. So there's seat one, which is what the temporary board will fill. Then for
That's Mr. Black's seat.
That's Black. Seat one is Black's seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seat two is the one vacated by Barnett. And I would hope that me and the newly appointed commissioner can appoint that next commissioner to that seat two position.
All right. But that's not necessarily what will happen. they could do two at a time. Is that right?
Well, it could be, but not really. Here's what you got to understand. They cannot advertise for seat two opening until there's a vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
That vacancy will not be official. It may be official because of his resignation, but it really won't be official until the vote's certified. At that time, they could put notice out for applications for seat two. But when you advertise these seats, you got to advertise, for seat one, two, or three, because there's three seats. So the one for Black is that seat one. That's been advertised. The one for seat two has not been advertised yet, because there really wasn't a vacancy until.
How long does that advertisement have to be out?
Well,
by charter, do you know?
Hopefully a heck of a lot longer than 48
hours.
if any other job in the county, we'd advertise 7 to 14 days. Well, I think 7 days would be fine and notice it and let people know that opening has come. But I would like to see more than half-page emails. I'd like to have them have to have a decent application to fill out, and hopefully somebody for that job would give us a resume, too. I mean, we need to know as much about the person to make a wise decision.
Just one more question here that it popped up in our newsroom today is that everybody saw on Facebook Commissioner Barnett's resignation. Was that official, or has he turned in paperwork for that? Or
that, from my best understanding through staff, that was official and immediate. Resignation was immediate.
So he notified all the proper people?
Yes, staff and the clerk.
So that was official. All right, that's good to know, because that was a statement that came up this morning in our newsroom, and I think it was presented from a caller coming in, at any rate. So thank you very much for that clarification. Yes. That's good to know. We're all getting a civics lesson here.
Well, we are. And there's nothing wrong with that. I really am a person that believes the more people that get involved in their local government is better, because your local government's really the only government that you can affect. I mean, us in Josephine County will have a small effect on Salem. We'll have almost no effect on D.C. But we can make a difference right here in Josephine County by getting involved, putting your input in there. By God, if you feel like it and you think you've got the experience, run for commissioner. It's not an easy job to get, but contribute back. You know, give back to your county.
Right. I've been covering, from a news standpoint, the commissioner back in the Harold Haugen days, and I know you've been a watcher for all that time, too.
Yes, I have.
And I've learned more in the last year than I thought was possible.
Yeah, I think we all learned a lot more about county government, and I'm kind of thrilled in a way, because I think we've got more people thrilled and a little apprehensive at the same time, because I think we have more people pay attention to the Board of Commissioners than we ever have.
I think that's almost an understatement.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that, because what we do, we're supposed to be transparent and out in the open. So I don't have a problem with that. I just want people to allow us to do our job, allow us to make the decisions we need to make. Am I going to make everybody happy with their decision? Doubtful. Am I going to do what I believe is best for the majority of the county? Yes, that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to be able to please everybody all the time.
Earlier in the program, Ron, you alluded to the fact that we're no longer a member of the ONC counties.
Yes.
You'd like to see us back in that. There is a fee for that, isn't it? What is that fee? Is it pretty extensive?
That fee, the last time I looked at the fee, it was about $24,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time we put radios in some of the county cars was $56,000. So it's a small amount compared to what the money that we spend on almost a weekly basis on different things in the county.
And they'll also provide attorneys for the county should something rise. Is that correct?
Our insurance and attorneys, our insurance comes through the Association of Oregon Counties, which is different than ONC counties. The ONC counties bring to us lobbyists in D.C. that we don't have as a county. They give us the clout of an organization that's a state on almost 18 different counties. I think there's 17, well, 16 without us. But that gives us the clout to get meetings in D.C. we could not get by ourselves as a little old Josephine County. That's important stuff.
All right, all right. And the Association of Counties, then. We are a member there.
We are a member, good standing in the Association of Counties.
All right, what's a fee there?
Well, I just got an invoice. and you ready for this?
Yes.
$41,000.
$41,000. But let's see, $41,000, $24,000, that's high math for me, and that gets over $90,000. But that's pretty good protection for $90,000 these days.
Yeah, you got to understand, we get our insurance through the Association of Oregon Counties. Without that, see, we're not just Jackson County, and I love to do this comparison between Josephine and Jackson County. It's like night and day. Josephine County can't afford to be self-insured. We don't have the money.
Right.
But Jackson County is totally self-insured because they have the tax base and never have a problem funding their sheriff and never have a problem funding county government.
They've got triple the population.
That's right. Yeah, they got more people in the city of Medford than we have in the whole county.
Correct.
Josephine. But so we need things like the Association of Oregon Counties. We actually need very much to be part of that ONC counties. If we ever hope to get any benefit back from that 68% of the federally controlled land, we have to be part of that association.
Once you have a full board or an operational board or a quorum, what's the first thing that you'd like to see happen here? Wave your magic wand.
Well, we're going to have to clean up some of the stuff that's got backlogged.
Okay.
Administrative policies, day-to-day stuff that should be approved, contracts, stuff like that. We'll probably be real busy for a month and a half getting that stuff taken care of. Once that's taken care of, right now I'm working on
it. Is that hurting the county right now at all?
No, it's delaying a few things.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything that's on a time crunch that's going to hurt us.
Is it costing us some extra money?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
All right. Then I'm happy.
Well, it's day-to-day operational stuff that should have been happening this last month that didn't get taken care of this last month. Not by my choice. Okay.
Let me get this straight. Your business sessions did have a quorum.
Yes, yes, yeah, and I was in every last one of them.
Right,
except for those that were one-man shows. I didn't go to the one-man show because he knew full well I wasn't going to be there. So anyway, I don't want to get out in the weeds on that one. But our challenge right now, the biggest challenge I see in front of Josephine County is economy. If we can build our economy, it will take care of a lot of problems we have. A stronger economy goes a long ways to solving a lot of the little problems. You know, if you're out of work and you can't pay your bills, you get depressed, you turn to drugs or alcohol. That's what we've seen in Josephine County. Since we lost timber receipts, I've seen morale in the county go like this. You know, I heard people say that marijuana was going to save us. It didn't. Hemp was going to save us. It didn't. I'm not saying those don't bring money into the economy, because they do. But they're not taking the place of timber. And I don't know what can replace timber, but we have to put our heads together and decide how we're going to build economy here. I'm challenging anybody out there that's got good ideas for economic development to come to me. Right now I'm working on a project at the North Valley Industrial Park. That's one place we can expand. But we have a little bit of a challenge there because the sewer system that operates that sits at the middle school. That system is topped out, so we can't expand into the park. So I've been working behind the scenes with legal counsel for the last couple months to get the information we need to fix that problem with that septic system so we can expand at the industrial park.
We talked about that very topic the last time you were here in November.
Yes.
Has there been any progress since then?
Yes, we moved ahead quite a bit on that. We've got a major company called Apex. They're a nationwide wastewater treatment company. They've paid a visit. They're putting together a report for us. What it is the school district is tired of being in the wastewater treatment business, and I can't say that I blame them. So they want to turn that over to their county. We have a sewer district up there already, which is probably where that's going to land. But what we need to know is cost. We don't know the cost. The problem with the system is they're not topped out for inflow. They're topped out for what can leave the plant because the water is not of a quality they can put it on the ball fields. So once we get that problem solved, we can expand that industrial park several hundred jobs, which is a nice thing. I'd like to see that.
All right, let me ask just a couple of questions to follow up on that. First of all, what's it going to take to find out what it's going to take? What is it going to take to find out what it's going to take?
Yeah.
What's it going to take for the county to find out what it's going to take to fix this system? And do we have to get an outside consultant in? And
That's what we've done.
Okay.
We've called in that company called Apex. They've been working with the Three Rivers School District to get that report ready for us. And it's just about ready to come back to us. So we're going to be looking at that as a school district and as the Board of Commissioners, or at least the county, to see how we're going to transition that wastewater treatment plant under county authority away from the schools, because that's what the school wants. And we owe the people in the industrial park to expand that system so they can create more jobs for us. That's what the park was designed for.
What's the potential out there?
There is a lot of potential.
Can you put a number on it?
Well, I think it's about half full.
Okay. And if it was full?
If full, we'd a couple thousand jobs. Really. I mean, if we want to, it could be 1,000 jobs. Now, what's the last time we've seen 1,000 jobs come to Josephine County?
Okay. What kind of jobs out there?
Well, I think light manufacturing. Most of us are going to be light manufacturing. there's two businesses out there have a desire to expand already. One is Preclaff, and the other one is Paradise Fire Water Treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two. They both want to expand, but they're kind of held back because the wastewater treatment plant. That's why it's been what I've been working on behind the scenes. I haven't been talking a lot about that, but I've been working on it.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong. Does Dutch Brothers have a roasting area out there?
They do.
They do. So are they still expanding, or have we lost that too?
Well, I think they've expanded all they're going to do at the industrial park. Mm-hmm. You know, their focus has been out of state.
Yeah. Thank you, Governor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. But, yeah, I hate to see and that's a big problem because I see empty buildings downtown. I don't see a lot of businesses moving to Josephine County. I don't see a lot of businesses moving to the state of Oregon. But so much of that falls outside of the control of a county commissioner.
All right. We'll talk more about possibilities for growth here at Josephine County when you come back right after this word. Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Number to call, 541-472-1270. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, the last man standing, the survivor, Ron Smith, is with us here today. We're having a little fun with this, Ron.
Yeah.
You've got to with what the county has been through here. We're not putting anybody down by that. And if anybody thinks they need any equal time for what's happening today, by all means, easy to do here. In the meantime, Ron, though, we've been talking about economic development here, and you pointed out the industrial park. The airport is growing right now, too.
Yeah.
I just finished getting the money in from the feds to fix the runway right now.
Yeah.
We have a lot of opportunity here. What kind of, you see, light manufacturing, who do we reach out to? Do we have people out there exploring those areas?
Well, that's what we need. We need to have some people exploring those things. We get a lot of money every year from the lotto to delve out in different amounts to economic development. It's supposed to be gauged on job development, but it seems like all we get coming to us lately is people that want to do a study about how we can do more things about job. And I don't know if that's really the way the money is supposed to be spent.
So we're creating jobs by getting people to figure out a way to create jobs.
That's basically what I've seen come to us lately. We did have a good application from Baker Avionics up at the airport, and they did create 10 or 12 very high-paying jobs, which is very good, good for the county. The airport is interesting because we did ARPA money to run water and sewer to the airport, but until we get that sewer plant taken care of at Fleming, nobody's going to be able to hook up to that.
That's still hooking up everything. Okay.
Yeah, so much of that development around the airport or around the industrial park is hinging on this wastewater treatment plant that we're working on.
Well, as soon as you get that water treatment plant figured out, we expect a press release here with banner headlines.
Well, definitely. I'm excited about making that press release because I think it's going to be a good thing for the county.
All right, next thing for the county. Reaching out for more industrial work here. But when those industries do come in, there's housing shortage, and that may be more on the city than on the county. But what can the county do about that in areas?
Well, you know, when you look at Senate Bill 100, which gave us statewide planning, which we're the only state in the whole country that does statewide planning, it creates a real kibosh on building houses easily, especially for the county. The state wants everything to happen inside the urban growth boundaries, which takes it outside of the privy of the Board of Commissioners and puts it squarely in the hands of the city council. Unfortunately, the way the land zoning is, most everything that's going to happen business-wise and housing-wise is going to happen inside the city of Grants Pass or the city of Cave Junction. I hate to say that, but that's the way it is. There's an opportunity out there by the airport in the Illinois Valley, and the Illinois Valley Airport has a great opportunity. I think it's a real gem in the rough that we need to work with. We are putting a new it's never had its own fuel station out there, so it's getting its own fuel station out there, which should bring quite a bit more traffic to that, because nobody wants to land their plane there unless they can refuel. So that'll be out there on the radar that has a fuel station now. That should bring things together. Years ago, I sent on a council in Illinois Valley called the Illinois Valley CRT, which was an economic development council. And there's an industrial park at the airport out there in the Illinois Valley, but nothing's ever been allowed to happen there because the attitude of people in general, sometimes they have such high restrictions or ideals of what can and can't shouldn't be done there, and that's put a real problem on developing that. I hope people can see that it doesn't always have to be perfect, but it can. If it creates jobs, let's look at it. Let's take a good hard look at something that has a possibility. Let's don't shut things down because it doesn't fit the preconceived ideas you have.
All right. Well, when you say preconceived ideas, shooting from the hip here, if I moved into an area that I like because of the environment around it, and when I say environment around it, I mean if I picked out, I like this piece of land because it's high, I've got a good view, I've got room for my home here, but I've got beautiful trees around me, and then more development begins to happen around me, and that detracts from what I perceive, selfishly, yeah, as my quality of life. Is that really what's happening out there?
I don't think it's that so much because you're talking more residential. I'm talking more industrial development. When I was on that small CRT program, the issue of creating some businesses at the industrial park came up, and they wanted to make sure they were green and clean and they didn't make any dust. Well, you just eliminated most of your businesses. So, I mean, that kind of preconceived idea of what should go into an industrial park does not help bring clients in. There was also an attempt by somebody who wanted to manufacture drones at the Illinois airport. Well, that got shot down because people were afraid of drones. Then we had the big helicopter company that wanted to come out and put some of their big helicopters out there and do training and stuff. And that got shot down. So it's going to be up to the people in the Illinois Valley what they really want to allow into the valley to create jobs, because I know they need jobs out there real bad. They got some very poor zip codes in that area that need to be addressed.
All right. Well, that's something to look at in the future. Right now, we've come close to the end of our time, Ron. I tell you what, we've got about 2 minutes left here for our time. I'll give you 2 minutes to summarize where you've been, where you're going, and what people need to know about Josephine County.
Well, I'll let people know this first year in office for me has been a real eye-opener and a real learning experience. I'm not afraid to say that I made a few mistakes, but I've learned from those mistakes, and I will never make those same kind of mistakes again. Am I perfect? No. Let me know when you find out that perfect person. But I'm going to do everything I can to do what I believe is best for the people of Josephine County long term. My whole goal is to see that Josephine County becomes more prosperous and we maintain the freedom and the rights we have today. I would love to see more housing here. It's one of our big drawbacks. Housing, we're what, 4,000, 5,000 housing units short. I do see that as a major hurdle. Economic development is a major hurdle. We need to go out and roll out the red carpet, make this plain and simple, do whatever we can to entice businesses into our county. We really need those kind of economic growth. But if you're a business owner and you look and you see, well, I'm going to create a, I'm going to bring my crew here from this, where I'm moving from, and I need 40 or 50 houses, that creates a real problem when you don't have enough housing. I like to see more apartment complexes built. You know, when the Riverwoods is the largest apartment complex in the county, and when it was bought by a California developer, they doubled the rent overnight. I got calls from people saying, I can't afford to live here anymore. So where in the world would we – I asked a prominent developer. I was sitting at a rent burden meeting at the city council where they talk about how much money's going out for your housing. And I had a prominent developer get up there, and he told the city council, I can develop a piece of property in Medford at half the cost of Canada Grants Pass. Why? That's a problem. Why are we hindering that development process? We need to roll out the red carpet, do whatever we can to make it easy for people to develop, easy for people to start a business. That's what the attitudes have got to change. We've got to be business friendly. I know our state has a reputation right now for not being business friendly. We can be business friendly here in the county. That's what I'd love to see.
All right. Ron, I want to thank you very much for your appearance today, and congratulations. And once again, enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I always enjoy coming on KJO. You know, I was on these shows years ago when I was just an activist, you know, when you guys did talk shows. And I've always loved that you reach out to the community through your radio station. And I thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. Well, we thank you. Incidentally, we are licensed as we are licensed as an entity. In order to give back to the community. That's what it says on the broadcast license. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO. Stay tuned. More to come at 1270 Radio.
Save now with Buy My